Hey, detailers, have you heard about HyperClean? It's an ultra-concentrated line of cleaners. What does that mean? It means since it's not pre-mixed with water, this saves you, the detailer, in shipping costs and allows you to mix it in a 5-gallon cube at only $5 a gallon. If you're looking to bring costs down and profits up, go download the Detail Supply app. We have an exclusive coupon code for our listeners. Use DETAIL15 at checkout and save 15% on all HyperClean products. That's DETAIL15 on the Detail Supply app for 15% off all HyperClean products or at www.hypercleansaves.com.
Hey, y'all, it's Noxie. Thanks for listening to the Detailed Solutions podcast. And now, a little bit more about one of our sponsors. Alex, have you heard about the paint assassins on Facebook?
No, Noxie, what's that?
I'm glad you asked, you wrinkled little booby. Paint assassins was started by a dude named Jason Bruno to where detailers can find the camaraderie that they're looking for without any of the negative trolling bullshit like other Facebook groups. Not only that, but they can compete with their work weekly, monthly, or yearly to win prizes. Oh, dude, and they make sick merchandise, so you always have fresh gear to wear.
Whoa.
Anyway, y'all want to check it out? Again, it's Paint Assassins on Facebook or Instagram. Check it out.
What is up, everybody? This is Jen Turcotte, and you are listening to Alex Russell on Detailing Solutions Podcast. And if you're somebody that suffers from some serious FOMO, fear of missing out, then you're actually doing yourself a favor by listening to this. Now, if you like this episode, don't be a weenie. Share it. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode.
I hope you guys had a great week. I appreciate all the feedback that you guys have been sending me on the negative review that we talked about and what's on your mind, Jen Turcotte. I just wanted to let you guys know that Mike did reach out to me after he heard the episode and realized that maybe the negative review wasn't necessary. But because of certain circumstances, when he listened to it, it just had to upset him. So I actually gave Mike my phone number. He called me, we had a great talk. He really is a fan of the show, and has listened to episodes multiple times to learn new things and different things. He's got a pretty interesting story. So we're going to have him on an episode of What's on Your Mind soon. We'll talk about, you know, the whole negative thing. We'll talk about his story. And just so you guys know, he did take it down and he did leave a 5-star review. So I'm glad that I was able to reach out and have a chat with him. That was the biggest thing of all, is I just want to make sure you guys are cool with what I'm doing, what we're doing with Bruno, and stuff like that. So again, thank you for all the support and the messages you guys have been sending me about the podcast. Thank you for all the listens. I mean, good Lord, lately it's crazy. I mean, it's like we're gaining so many more listeners, and it's awesome. So enjoy this next episode. Thank you. Welcome to the Detail Solutions podcast. My guest tonight is none other than Anthony Carrera. Anthony, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. So other than I just told everybody your name, let everybody know who you are, where you're from, and what do you do?
Name's Anthony Carrera. I'm the detail specialist based out of Seminole, Florida. I'm also the lead global consultant for Car Candy Automotive Detail Products and their lead ceramic trainer for their candy coat line.
Nice. So how, when, where did you get into detailing?
I'd say it was around 2011 or 12, whenever I lived back home in Charleston, South Carolina.
Okay.
It was like a Friday night. A bunch of my buddies were going out. I didn't have two dimes to rub together. So I put a status on Facebook, you know, who wants their car cleaned. I was that guy.
Right.
You know, for, dude, if somebody said, I'll give you $30, I'd have cleaned their whole car. I mean, I just wanted money. Right. I was money hungry.
Yeah.
So I walked out in the garage. I had your basic AutoZone chemicals, you know, Meguiar's, Mother's, whatever, the Armor All wipes, whatever. Yeah. I had. So I went and made like $400 or $500 that Saturday.
Nice.
And then, you know, I mean, I was a car washer. I was not a detailer. I was a car washer.
Yeah.
So fast forward, I kept doing it on the side as a side hustle. Fast forward to 2017.
Okay.
I was sitting down with a buddy and he said, what do you want to do? You know, you're not making ends meet. You're struggling. You got another kid on the way. And so I love detail. He said, well, how much do you need? So I sat down and wrote out what I needed and it came up like just shy of $5,000. And that was like trailer, chemicals,
right,
equipment, just pretty much the basics.
Yeah. Just to get you up and going kind of deal.
Yeah, exactly. So he loaned me the money and I took off from there, ran mobile for 2017 to beginning of 2019. I got my first little shop. 2019 things started spiraling. Long story, had a client. He was supposed to back me.
Right.
He ended up writing me a bunch of bad checks after I'd already signed this lease and got into this new shop and signed a deal with Car Candy on like a $12,000 order for my storefront. The landlord was real cool and worked with me. Car Candy worked with me. So that's something else that really made us connect.
Right.
And here I am today in my shop. I just hired my first employee this week. Actual employee that'll be there every day.
Nice, man. Congratulations.
Thanks, man. And received 2020 Best of the Best Tampa Bay last year.
Awesome.
And I'll also have, I think it's around 180 to 195 star reviews now. So I am the highest rated shop in Pinellas County that's straight 5 stars across the board.
Nice, man. That's awesome.
Thank you.
It's good to, you know, it's good to see, you know, and you did that in kind of a short time, you know.
I did, man.
You know, that shows your hustle and your dedication, you know, to making it be legit.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't, I mean, you know, I mean, I guess I was talking to Ashley, the owner of Car Candy, last night. We were on the phone last night or night before. We were just chatting. We chat, you know, once, twice a week just to talk.
Yeah.
See how things are going. Me, her, and her husband are all real cool, pretty close. And we were talking, and I said something like, yeah, 4 years ago. And she's like, no, I haven't known you 4 years. And I'm like, yeah, started my business in 17. She's like, oh, my God.
Yeah, it's crazy. And, you know, time flies.
It's cool to see them grow, too, with me. Like, I mean, I'm not sounding cocky or big-headed, but Car Candy was more of just like a Florida, Central Florida brand.
Right.
Now I set up Joe Kimball on the West Coast in Washington as a distributor.
Nice.
I got my buddy Nathan Kistler in Tennessee as a distributor. I've signed up a couple handfuls of installers across the United States for our candy coat line. So
nice, man.
It's been cool to help grow a brand as well.
Right.
You know.
Uh-huh. Well, so let's jump into the Car Candy thing. So how did that all come about? I mean, how did you get hooked up with them, and then how did you become, you know, a brand ambassador, trainer, you know, whatever?
So 2017, there was I had a route driver that drove around to bring me chemicals, you know, on a route truck.
Yeah.
And I, for like 3 weeks, I wasn't getting no chemicals. So I called out to Car Candy. They're like, oh, we'll get you somebody. We'll get you somebody. Well, this 3 weeks went by, and I'm like, I called back. I was like, I don't care. I said, I want to talk to the highest person there, like right now. I'm not getting off the phone until I talk to him, because the products were good. I mean, I liked the products. They worked great for me and my clients. I don't detail for the internet detailers. I'm not that guy. A lot of y'all know I use what works for me and what pays my bills at the end of the day.
Listen, that's how everybody should be, honestly.
Should be, but you know, as we all know, they're not. Right. So I spoke with Ashley, and she's like, I am so sorry. She was very apologetic, asked what I needed, what she could do to make it right. I said, well, I need chemicals. I just need to be able to work. You know, I liked the chemicals. I was comfortable with the way I knew they worked. I didn't have to change stuff up. So she personally delivered the chemicals to my house that night, which was like an hour and 10, hour and 15 minute drive for her out of her way.
Oh, wow.
So we sat there and we talked, and she said she'd keep in contact with me. She had some things coming up that she thinks I could benefit from and help her grow with. So fast forward 6 months or so, Candy Coat, she dropped Candy Coat line, which is right. The ceramics. She came to me, she called me and said, hey, are you free? And I said, yeah, what's up? She said, I want to come by tonight and show something to you. I said, okay. She came by the house, and dude, I had a little 03 GMC Envoy back then. And I polished the hood out and I applied the coating right there in my driveway. We did it just to test it.
Right.
So a few months went by and I played with it. And she gave me a bottle or two and said, go coat some cars. That'll be on the road every day. And so I did. And I still have the first bottle that was ever installed. It's sitting in my shop on a shelf. And, from there, it just started growing, you know. Then it would get to the point where she was, you know, developing new chemicals. So I would, you know, research, you know, help break them down and figure out what worked and what didn't work, what might need to be tweaked. So it kind of just started growing from there.
Nice.
And then now it's like somebody has a question, they don't even call Car Candy. They have my cell phone. Car Candy gives them my information.
Yeah.
Reach out to him. He's not only our, you know, consultant for our chemicals, but he's also a real life detailer. He's not somebody just trying to make a sale behind the book.
Yeah.
So, and a lot of detailers like to talk to another detailer, you know.
Exactly.
I'll tell them off the grid, dude, this product works, or hey, this product don't work, or here's what you need, you know. So,
right.
And there's no one manufacturer that makes everything the best.
Right, right. And that's how, you know, I don't know if you remember, but that's how we initially met. Was I was trying to find out about Chocolate Thunder because I had heard a lot of good things about it for being a rim cleaner, you know, wheel cleaner type deal. And, you know, everybody was like, Anthony Carrera, Anthony Carrera, Anthony Carrera. So, you know, I just reached out to you on Messenger and I think you called me or I called you and we had a conversation about it, talked about it a little bit. And then I ended up, I think you gave me somebody to call and talk to at Car Candy to find out who was, you know, over here in Orlando as a distributor,
right?
To be able to get me set up. So, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it was, I think, better talking with you and getting that info and that kind of peace of mind about it, you know, versus talking to somebody who's sales guy. You know, I mean, I've been dealing with, you know, the truck guys for all my years at the car wash. And a lot of times the truck guys, they're not detailers. They don't know, you know, they just know product A does this, but they don't know like any, you know, they don't have any real world use in it. In fact, I used to have a lot of the chemical guys that come to the car wash would always ask me like, you know, hey, you know, you're buying this product a lot. What are you guys using it for? So I can use that to sell to other people kind of thing. So, that was our first, introduction. That was a couple of years ago. Cause that was when I was in my old shop. Yeah.
Fast forward last year at MTE 2020. Justin Lobato or somebody in the mafia. They had the mafia meeting.
Uh-huh.
And somebody mentioned, you know, Chocolate Thunder Plus and how, you know, solid stand up of a wheel cleaner it was, you know.
Right.
I mean, if we didn't have 10 mafia guys come over to the booth.
Nice.
And you know, purchase some from us, we didn't have one. So, I mean, that was nice to get the name out in front of a bigger organization other than just the internet detailer. Right.
Yeah.
moving forward, 2021, we have some big things in the works. I can't speak on them, but there is some cool changes coming about.
That's cool.
Some new chemical lineups will be coming out. We did just release our waterless wash quick detail spray. It's called HydroX.
Okay.
It does have some hydrophobic properties to it. It's pretty good. Chrome, glass, anything.
Nice.
As you know, I love my 54 lead sled. I wipe it down with it all the time. So
nice.
It does really well.
That's awesome, man. So let's talk about that. So you're kind of old school with your vehicles.
Yeah, man.
You've got the lead sled. Yeah, you got the lead sled, which is pretty badass. And then
I got the bread truck I'm building. Yeah,
you're working on the bread truck. And then Bruno mentioned some motorcycles or something.
I just picked up a new bike last week.
Okay, maybe that's what it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you know,
backwards.
Yeah,
my newest vehicle is a motorcycle.
No, and that's cool, man. And, you know, bless you. You know, we always kind of talk about, you know, car guys and things, you know, cool cars and whatever. So, you know, what got you into the lead sled? Is that something you kind of have always been into? Or
I grew up around hot rods. I remember being a kid. I'm talking 3 or 4. My dad and granddad building a 23 T bucket in the garage.
Oh, cool.
Full frame build. It wasn't, you know, everything was custom. And then my dad's buddy owned a shop back in the day that was called the Hot Rod Shop, which is now CMX, which means Chassis Made Extreme. They build big pro mod cars and pro street cars and just some gnarly hot rod touring cars. I remember being a kid sitting in the shop at the Hot Rod Shop, which is now my buddy owns the building that's also just a hobby shop. But I remember sitting in there on the fab table doing homework, you know, kindergarten, first grade, and my dad and them over there cutting and welding and grinding and fabbing up hot rod parts. So dad's always had a mechanic shop. So I grew up in the shop atmosphere, and then my granddad always had old cars. 2007, me and my granddad built a trike that has an LT1 old Tuneport engine in it that free floats.
Right.
With a 240 narrowed rear end up under it. So it's a small block Chevy trike. So it's just been something I've always been around. Got the car. Cause it's more of a family thing. I could throw the kids in it, you know.
Right.
I take them to all the shows. And a couple weeks ago, I drove out to Ocala, which is 2.5-3 hours away.
Yeah.
Another couple weeks, we're going to River Ranch or something like that.
Nice. Is that your, like, first classic car that you've owned? Or
it's my personal first classic, yeah.
Nice.
So it's a 1954 and a Ford custom line on full air ride and panel paint job I just had done. It's got all custom interior, and I put a small block Chevy motor in it, 700 Ford trans.
Nice. Now, what's going to go on with the bread sled, or the bread truck? Because I know you...
I can't talk about that on air.
Okay. I was going to say, because it seems like you know, on Facebook, you've kind of been back and forth a couple times of like what to do with it.
No, I know what I'm doing with it. I'm just not blasting it out there. It's just going to be kind of one of those roller things. I'll roll it out whenever it's done. And
that's cool.
Hopefully it'll be done. It's supposed to be done within the next month or so. I'll just say that.
That's cool. Now, is that... did you do that one full kind of original, or did you?
You
do a little bit of newness to it or whatever.
I got the truck out the woods. According to the guy, it had been there for some years. It has a 4.9 300, which is an old inline six. I took the straight axle out the front end and put a Crown Vic swap front end up under for independent front suspension.
Okay.
I did that in about 6 days is what it took me to do it by myself. I had a buddy throw some welds on it for me. But other than that, I mocked everything up and fabbed everything. And then I threw a 8.8 Ford rear end and got rid of the old Dana 70 that was up under it. It had a big old 10 lug rear end up under 8 or 10.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it dropped it about 10 inches. I just ordered my wheels for it. They just came in, 20 by 10s in the rear, 20 by 8.5s in the front.
Oh, nice.
So it'll be all original drivetrain now. It'll be the old stock engine. Sorry, right. LS swap it here soon.
That should be fun. That should be fun. Yeah. All right. So kind of touching on your startup here. If you could go back to 2017 and give yourself some advice, what would you tell yourself? You know, the what I know now, I wish I would have known then kind of thing.
Don't be a cheap. Don't be that guy that did the cheap details. People are either going to pay for your service or they're not. And when you learn that the people that won't pay for it, that's the clients you don't want.
Yeah.
You know, push them off to the side, let John down the street get them for $50.
Yes, sir.
Because they're going to be the ones that's going to nitpick every thing about the job. Because they're wanting a filet mignon on a hot dog damn budget, and it's not happening.
Listen, I say that all the time. I tell a lot of my buddies too, you know, when they kind of get their pantalones in a wad over the guy down the street doing, you know, $400 coatings or $600 coatings. I tell them, like, let that guy do it. You don't want that client anyways, you know? The guy
did put up a post earlier that said,
I know, I saw
that guy.
Yeah, I saw
it. That's because I got on one of the local pages. I was tagged on somebody looking for a detail. I had like 10 or 12 tags. People tagged my business, tagged my name. This guy said, oh, nobody around here knows nothing. I'll come do it for $50. And I use F11 ceramic coating. I swear to God, I screenshotted it. And I said, well, F11's full of fillers. This isn't a ceramic. It's silicone base.
Yeah.
And, you know, just went on about it. So.
Well, I mean, if he F10 base coats at first, yeah, he should be good.
He should get about 6 or 7 years out of that.
Exactly.
Put it in the garage, don't touch it. But, yeah, I mean, he said for $50. So that just kind of, you know, it triggered me. Because, you know, people out there think it is a ceramic coating.
I know.
They don't know no different.
I know. Yeah.
Might as well spray tire shine on the car and send it.
It's true. So with Car Candy, and you're getting people certified with the candy coat and whatnot, do you have plans for trainings coming up in 2021? And flip side, is there any trainings that you personally would like to go to? And if so, what would you want to go and do?
My ultimate is go out to Rennie Doyle's. For me, myself, I'd love to go to Rennie's training up in Big Bear, I think it is, California.
Yeah.
As far as 2021, me and Ashley just spoke about that. We do a lot of trainings with Alberto from Rupes.
Yep.
So me and Alberto will tag team it. He'll run like a polishing course, and I'll close it out with the coding course. Oh, cool. Right now with COVID, that's kind of on a back hold, you know. Right. Having so many people that we don't know in a group of a closed room, so close.
Yeah.
But I do one-on-one coding trainings. You know, so they go to candycoatpro.com. They fill out the application. It then comes across me. I'll do all my research on them. And then we have 3 tiers. You essentially buy into a tier.
Right.
But that tier gives you enough product to do 3 to 7 cars, depending on which one you get.
Right, so you're be able to make your money back kind of deal.
Oh, yeah, off one kit, you make your money back.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, I train them hands-on also if they want that. That is an extra fee for me to take out of my day.
Yeah. Now, do they come to you or you go to them or do you
If they're close, Tampa area, they typically come to me, so that way I'm in my own shop environment.
Right.
But I have talked to people that would like me to fly out. We're supposed to be flying. I'm supposed to be doing a training with Joe Kimball at Kimball's Hands-On Detailing in Washington this year.
Right.
He's supposed to fly me and Bruno out and, do a polishing and coating course.
Right.
And make some cool footage for Car Candy as well. Commercials and all.
Nice, man.
So we'll see how that goes with COVID. You know, everything's kind of on a hold right now with my fiance being in nursing school full time.
Oh, okay.
And working full time, it's been a challenge the last year and a half.
Right, exactly. No, I can understand that. So, besides Car Candy, what are some of your favorite products to use? Whether it's a, you know, compounded polish, a pad, a, you know, towel, you know, a wash, or whatever.
Yeah, So we'll start off with dressings. I love CarPro Pearl.
Okay.
I use it straight as a tire shine. Some people are like, oh, it's expensive.
Yeah.
Dude, my clients love it.
Yeah.
They absolutely love it. And then, you know, I cut it 60-40 and use it on interiors also. Leaves a nice finish.
Yeah.
As far as the interiors. It is. It's really nice. As far as towels go, I use a lot of auto fibers. I love their Buff Masters on coatings.
Okay.
They're a solid towel. And then their Vapor, you know, the Saver pads for coatings are a solid choice as well.
Right.
I'm an auto fiber distributor as well in my storefront.
Oh, nice.
But as far as, you know, diminishing abrasives go or compounds and polishes, you can't go wrong with Sonax. Sonax has a pretty solid lineup.
Yeah.
I carry a little bit of everything. I still have some Angel Wax up in the arsenal. Griot's correcting cream's a solid one, especially on a softer like Harley paint.
You know, so Jordan Wells, when I talked to him last week, he's a big fan of that. Said it's fantastic. It's awesome.
Dude, it breaks down great.
It's pretty much what he was saying.
You know, Harley paint's super soft. And even though it's a little bit of, I wouldn't put it on like a super aggressive compound.
Right.
But it does have some nice aggressiveness to it. It can finish out really nicely if you work it down right.
That's
and what I've, he said. I've had a lot of success with it on soft Harley paint.
Oh, nice. That's pretty cool. So let me ask you this. With auto fiber, have you got a chance to try out the new tire pad yet, or the new tire applicator?
No, the curve.
No. The
which one?
The yellow mesh, and then it's got like a yellow mesh handle, and then it's got a microfiber applicator part.
Yeah, no, I haven't tried that yet. Did I use old school? The old school black and green crescents, the foam.
Right.
I'll have to look into them
because I was asking. Yeah, I was asking because I just before we jumped on, I saw Ian had made a post about it. And I have one that Billy sent me, and Billy told me on the podcast when he was on that I got the very first one. Like it was
nice.
apparently the only one, and I love it. It's a good fit in your hand, and then the like microfiber applicator part just kind of, you know, forms to the tire sidewall really nice.
I'll have to look into them.
Works really good. So yeah, I didn't know, you know, when Billy told me that, I was kind of like, oh well, you know, thanks. I didn't think it was really first person, and then I saw Ian's post kind of talking about it, but I didn't know if they were actually out yet or not.
That's badass.
So,
I'll have to look those up.
Yeah,
sure.
I feel special now about that. So what's been like a tough job that you've had that's really kind of, you know, made you have to really use all of your detail knowledge to kind of get through? Have you had one of those jobs that are just, I mean, we've kind
dude,
of
dude today, had. Man, we, I, me and my new employee got our ass kicked today. I kind of came home and cashed out. We had a 2001 or two Plymouth Prowler.
Okay. I did see you posted that. Yeah.
Dude, it had a mouse infestation.
Ugh.
So it, but overall the car was clean. It just was rank. It stunk. Right.
Gotcha.
So the client comes by the other day and says, hey, we want to try to sell this, but it stinks. It's only got 20. It has 20,500 miles on it.
Oh wow.
20-year-old car.
Yeah.
So that's 1,000 miles a year essentially. Foose wheels on it. I mean, it's a nice car. They're cool. It's the first time I'd ever done one.
Right.
She said, we want to get it cleaned up. There was some marring and all in the paint. It wasn't bad shape, but those cars are plastic.
Yeah.
It's plastic, fiberglass, whatever they are. The substrate's soft.
Yeah.
So I'm like, cool, it's black and silver two-tone. I'm like, I'll polish it. I'll, you know, hit it with some active enzymes on the carpets, try to kill the bacteria for the piss. We'll steam it, and then we'll extract it. Yeah, I threw everything at it. I might as well throw the shop at it. We pulled the carpet out the trunk. We pulled the seats out. There was a small nest under the seats, which we would have never been able to see had we not pulled them because the way the floor contours.
Right.
So fast forward, we start at 8 o'clock this morning. It's now 3:30. Dude, I threw every pad, polish, compound combo I had at it.
Right, right.
Finally, what I did was I grabbed some M100, salt and pepper, buff and shine, microfiber, Euro fiber pad.
Right.
Threw it on the machine. Dude, I dug into that paint. Probably could have sprayed it with water and it probably would have steamed. Like, I had that thing hot. I was trying to flood. Like, I was putting my forearm into it. You'd think I was running a rotary on gel coat.
Right.
But I got it. I marred it all up, got some nice uniform on it. Orange pad, perfect finish, and sent it, dude. And it came out beautiful. But nice. It took me, for some reason, I felt like I had just started yesterday on that car. Like,
right.
It kicked. I haven't had my ass kicked like that in a long time. And the hood's like a football field long on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they're narrow. So yep. The trunk's huge.
Yeah.
So, and then I go to throw ozone in it at the end. I'm going to ozone the car, right? Let it circulate for a couple hours. I turn it on. No air's blowing out. It smells like straight ass. I mean, it was horrible. So I told Bobby, that's my employee's name. I said, hey, man, hop up under there with a 3/8 and drop that blower motor out.
Yeah.
Let's see what's in the SX. Something's causing it to stick from outside air to recirculate.
Right.
It's only
right.
Going halfway. It feels like there's something stopping the blend door. I said, let's hope it's not a dead mouse or a dead rat stuck in the, you know, the vents, because that's what it smelled like.
Yeah.
So he pulls it out, dude. When he pulls it out, I think you've seen the picture. That blower motor was compacted, full of paper.
Yeah, from where they made a nest or whatever.
Yep.
Yeah.
So then I said, well, take that vacuum hose and run it up in there as far as you can. When he did, dude, he pulled it out, and I promise you, a full grocery bag full of paper fell out with it.
Holy cow.
On the floor. Not counting what went in the vacuum as he was sucking.
Jeez.
So we get all that. I F-bombed the blower motor real good, scrubbed it with a brush, blew it out with air, F-bombed it again, scrubbed it with a brush. Looked brand new, smelled brand new.
Yeah.
Sent it. Threw it back in. We buttoned everything back up, turned it on. The car smelled great. I told the client, I called him midday. I was like, I'm lost. I was like, I have no clue what else to do. I was like, I'm not taking the stash out to find where this animal died or.
Right, right.
But I just, once that blower motor didn't blow air, I knew something had it blocked down there. So I just dropped it. And it was one of them jobs where I was ready to throw the towel in, tell them, come get the damn car out my shop.
Right.
Have a good day. Sorry about your luck. Take it somewhere else. But yeah. The payoff was nice at the end of the day. Well, I ain't got paid on it yet. They'll pick it up Monday. Actually, yeah. I had a guy message me, hey, I want to buy that car. So he's coming to my shop Monday to look at the car. He offered him $30,000. They wanted $35,000.
Oh.
He said she came back with say she said $30,000 plus what the balance remaining due on your bill is. So I hit him with that and he said cool. So they got in contact. He's supposed to come by Monday to check it out.
Nice, man.
So maybe they'll throw me an extra $500 on the sale.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. No, and that's kind of cool because I think we all get those cars that, you know, like you said, you throw everything you can think of at it and you know, you're just beating your head against the wall and you want to give up. But, you know, I think a lot of us are just like, you know, we want to know what it's going to take to do it because you know that it's not the only time you're ever going to get that. Right.
No.
I mean, Plymouth Prowlers are like pretty rare. Like, I don't think you're going to start having like a run of Plymouth Prowlers coming in the shop, but still like, you know, like if you get plasticky fiberglass type car or whatever, it comes in like that again, at least you'll know what to do.
Yeah. And you know, I mean, I told Bobby that this week, he's like, man, so he just moved here from Texas 10 days ago. He went to a couple other shops, you know.
He made it just in time, didn't he?
Yes, he did. He went to my buddy's rim and tire shop to see if he was hiring. He wasn't hiring. He sent him down to my buddy Raleigh's shop that painted my car to see if he was hiring. He was hiring a body guy, but he don't know body work. So he's like, man, I'd really like the detail. Right. So he said, man, you need to go see Anthony. I don't know if he's hiring. So last Friday he walked in. Kid had, I call him a kid. He's 25.
Right.
Had a real, real good demeanor about him. You could tell he was ready. He was eager to work. So I said, hey, man, be here Monday. I got a car for you.
Okay.
So he's like, all right. Dude, he walked in my shop Monday like he'd been there a month. Grabbed all the trash, emptied it, swept the office out real quick, blew the shop floors before we got started, made sure everything was where it needed to go.
Right.
It said, what car are we starting on first? I said, that one right there. He pulled it in. He knocked it out, dude. You would think he had been detailing his whole life.
Nice.
All week, I have not once had to get on him about get off your phone or do this. He don't even look at his phone. He throws it up on the bench.
Yeah.
And just gets to work.
So he's not taking Jason's spot sitting on the couch.
I had to get rid of that couch. Jason broke it. Sat in it too much.
Tell Jason to take it to his new shop.
Yeah. I actually gave that away about a month ago.
Nice.
That was a nice recliner, man. That thing was electric. It was electric recliner.
Oh, nice. Yeah. So what are some of your goals for 2021?
Gosh, man. Stay alive.
Yeah.
I don't know. I brought window tint in. So that's doing pretty good. It's been a little slow, you know.
Right.
But
you're subbing,
summer's coming.
You're subbing that out?
I sub it out. Guy named Josh does it. He owns Coastline Tent. He's also a full-time firefighter.
Oh, okay.
So on his off days, he runs his tent business, which is really cool. You know, I sub it out. I get a percentage of the job, which is good. You know, right. I don't have to touch. I don't have to pay for anything.
Yeah.
I call him, say, hey, I got 5 tent jobs for $1,800, whatever it may be. He says, cool, I'll be there. And he does them.
Nice.
You know, I'd like to possibly get, if everything works out with Bobby, we'll hire somebody else and maybe get a van this year. Just throw mobile back out on the road.
Nice.
Just piss everybody off around me, you know.
Do you get a lot of calls for mobile?
I don't, man. I really don't, but I know if I wanted to start it back up, that could be just another,
yeah,
you know, income.
It's another, yeah, it's another revenue income.
Because I've been down that road. I still have my trailer and all, but for somebody to pull a trailer is just too much risk.
Right.
Too much risk for not enough reward, because at the end of the day, if they hit somebody or
yeah,
they didn't do something right with the trailer, or it's just too much. I can trust myself pulling a trailer because I know myself and know what I'm capable of.
Right, right, exactly.
But you get a Tom, Dick, and Harry out there who's never pulled a trailer but tells you he has.
Yeah.
Jackknifes it or backs into somebody.
Yep. No, I got you.
No, as far as 21, I don't know, man. My 150 coatings this year, which to some may not sound like a lot, and to others, they're probably like, holy cow. But
Nate, how many?
I'm already at like 150 for the
150?
Year.
Okay.
Last year I did just shy of 100.
Nice.
So this year
I did 24 last year.
Did you?
Yeah, and somehow still made more money than I did the year before when I did like 50.
Yeah, I don't know. I did this was the first week all year I haven't had one. Other than that, I've been averaging 3 a week since the beginning of the year.
Oh wow.
So but it's nice to have that break, man. You get burned out.
Yeah, sometimes it is, you know.
Everybody's like, man, you're killing it.
Yeah.
People don't understand, man. You know, they think because you're in a business, you got money. And, while I do well for me and my family, I'm not rich by any means.
Right.
You know, having a shop means overhead.
Yeah.
And, you know, whenever I sit down and talk to buddies, I say,
you know,
tell them, I said, dude, I pay more in bills a year than most people make.
Right.
You know, I'm paying high 5 figures a year in just bills alone.
Wow.
To have my big shop on the road front with 40,000 cars passing a day. And,
yeah.
You know, it definitely don't happen overnight. So
right.
For all y'all new guys that'll be listening, keep your nose to the ground, stay in your lane. Don't worry about what everybody else is doing. Just chase your dreams, because it'll happen.
You know, that's good that you said that. I mean, we had the what's on your mind last night with Jen Turcotte, you know, and that was one of the things, you know, we kind of discussed is, you know, everybody has a good week or not, well, not a good week, but, you know, everybody has a good month or maybe strings a couple of good months together. And then all of a sudden, you know, they're ditching their mobile or they're ditching their small, super affordable shop and going out and getting something crazy big that, you know, maybe, yeah, you had a good couple of months, you can afford it now, but what happens if those
in 6 months?
Exactly. So it's nice that you said that because, you know, we talked about it last night too. And it's, you know, I think it's good, like you said, for anybody new or anybody who's, you know, maybe thinking about that, you know, to maybe kind of hear a couple of these kind of back to back, you know, kind of say that and as advice, hopefully they'll take it.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
this is something I'm curious about. How do you research detailing? Do you get on and watch YouTube videos or get on the Facebook groups or are you just like,
okay, man, I'll be honest, I hate the Facebook groups. I can't stand them. I'm just in them for most time. They're comedy to me now, man.
Yeah.
Cause you'll have, you know, John Doe that, you know, the poor kid's trying to do something. And then you got 15 other detailers laughing at him.
Yeah.
Like, y'all get off y'all's fucking high horses. Y'all still are working out of your mom's fucking garage.
Yeah.
You know? You ain't doing nothing any better than what he is. And right. You want to laugh at this man that's coming to everybody that needs help. Instead of helping him, you're cutting him down more when he's already low.
Yeah.
So I stay off those pages, man. I mean, if I need mentored, I call, you know, I got a couple guys I'll call,
right,
and I'll say, hey man, I'm really in the jam, I need either, you know, I'm just having an off day or I just don't know. I mean, the day I know it all is the day I quit.
Yeah,
because I won't get enjoyment out of it. I like that obstacle, that challenge,
right?
That,
well, I don't think you, I don't think anybody will ever know it all. I mean, you know, especially in this business. And that's, you know, one of the things, you know, Jason made that shirt a while back, you know, master of none, you know, right. because to be considered a master, you know, all these people are like, I'm a master detailer, I'm a master coding installer. Like, to be a master, you have
to get high spots. The hell are you talking about?
Right. I mean, you have to have, like, I mean, there's nothing else that you can do. And unfortunately, you know, in this industry, it changes daily, weekly, monthly. So how can you master something that, you know, I mean, just like you said, with Car Candy, you guys have new things coming out this year, you know? So how can somebody be a master if they haven't even worked that, you know, yet, you know,
right.
We talked with Jen, you know, IGL's got new stuff coming out this year. You know, when we talked with Tommy, Angel Wax has got new stuff coming up. You know, like, everybody's got new stuff coming up.
And if you notice, last year, not many products dropped last year due to COVID.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, some raw materials right now are very hard to come by.
Exactly. Because the manufacturers aren't being able to make them because people can't go into the factories and do what they got to do, kind of thing.
Right. So, Ash, backtrack a little bit. Ashley's father actually owns Interstate Chemical, which is a raw material manufacturer.
Oh, nice.
And Southeastern Chemical. Southeastern Chemical is in Daytona, and Interstate Chemical is in Lakeland.
Nice.
So, but they produce a lot of body shop materials and auto detailed materials.
Right.
So, she just opened up her new facility. It's actually really, really nice. Just shy of 50,000 square foot.
Oh, wow.
Last year, I think she moved into it. She just brought in, it's kind of like how it's made there now. So you walk in and, you know, she's got her conveyor belts and everything. It's really, really cool.
Oh, that's so nice, man.
So it's cool to see her grow as well. But yeah, back to the chemicals being dropped. I mean, a lot of companies haven't dropped anything. So it'll be nice to
see
some new refresher.
Yeah, I mean, there was no SEMA. And let's be honest, that's where, you know, that's where everybody drops everything, you know, because, right, you know, a mass.
It's where everybody is.
Right. You know, so many people go to SEMA and they want to see, you know, what's new. That's why I, you know, talking with Tommy and asking him, and he seems like he's, you know, like pretty confident SEMA will happen this year. And I'm pushing, you know, Michelle to sign my permission slip so I can go, because I think this SEMA is just going to be probably nuts, you know, with not having one last year, and everybody's going to have all this stuff that they're just going to be like, here, you know, we got
I'm
everything.
I'm really looking
now.
Forward to, of course I was looking forward to MTE being in our own backyard.
Too. Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to SDC as well. Hopefully it pulls through and happens.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like it is so far.
Yeah, we'll be there. We'll have a booth set up. So.
Nice. Nice. So what kind of things do you like to do outside of detailing? I mean, obviously, you got the cars and stuff.
Yeah, I'm a petitioner right now with a car club called Severed Ties. So I can do a lot of car stuff, man. Been petitioning with them for a few months now.
Right.
Tomorrow night we have a meetup. It's gonna be pretty cool. And then we have a club meeting. But it's just a good group of guys, man. I go to a lot of the car shows. I take the babies. I keep them active with a lot of car stuff. If you follow me on Facebook, I always have them at
car shows. It's always cool to see, you know, like you got, you know, kind of like taking a picture backwards or whatever of them sitting in the back seat, you know, and you going for rides and stuff. And I always see you throw up stuff like, you know, kind of like you're bored, who wants to go for a cruise kind of thing, you know, trying to get people to
come out. I put together hot rod cruises typically every Friday at my shop.
Right.
It's raining tonight though. Tomorrow's supposed to be real nice. I'm going down to Thunder by the Bay tomorrow.
Okay.
Big bike event in Sarasota. But typically I throw together a Friday night cruise. What we'll do is we'll hit the beach. We'll stop by a local joint, whether it be food or ice cream or something.
Right.
Support a small local business, because everybody's struggling during these times, man. And, you know, I'm blessed. So I cater to people that have money. And when they have money, they get bored and they, you know.
Yep.
Our business realm is a luxury for people. It's not a must have.
Exactly. We will be the first ones out when shit hits the fan. But I always tell
people, will we? Because rich people like to spend money, as bad as it sounds, and they like their cars being clean because they have $5 cars. Right.
And that's the thing I tell people is thankfully I'm in a position where most of my clientele, even if economy goes to shit, still has money.
Now, would a shoddy guy down the street be in business? Probably not. But you know whose problem that is? As shiesty as it sounds, it's not mine.
Right.
I've busted my ass to put my name where my name stands.
You're exactly right. And I don't think there's anything wrong with it, because I feel the
exact, and I don't want to see anybody close down their doors, because that's how they support their family.
Right, exactly.
But at the end of the day, I take care of what's mine.
Yep. I got you. Okay, so we're hitting that 45-minute mark. I'm tired of doing 3-hour podcasts, so I'm trying to dial these back. So let's jump to the this or that. I'm sure you probably know most of these. It's just this or that. I mean, if you want to elaborate on it, it's fine with me. Interiors or exteriors?
Exteriors.
Rupes or flex?
Both. I even got the flex tatted on my arm.
All right. Well, then you have to say flex, because it's a this or that. You can't say both.
We'll go with flex for gear drive. And we'll go with Rupes for DA.
There you go. You found the loophole. cleaning windows or washing and folding towels?
Washing and folding towels.
Let me guess, because you don't really fold them. You just throw them in the bin like everybody else does.
I did fold them there for a while, and then I got the auto fiber separator that goes in the trash can.
Yeah, I got that too.
Full send.
Yeah.
So get them out of the dryer, throw them right in.
Yeah. Sun shots or lighted shop shots?
Lighted shop shots.
Okay.
So we get some dope reflection. So that depends. Depends on the color, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, if it has metallic in it, I want it out in the sun.
Yeah.
Let that thing pop. But
yep.
In the shop, I got some really bright lights in my shop. I got some really nice light setups.
So. Yeah. Yeah. Your shop looks good, man. Mobile or shop?
Shop.
Left Twix or right Twix?
take a bite of both at the same time. Now let's go right Twix. I'm right-handed.
All right. Wax or ceramic?
Ceramic.
And then the all-important question, are you Team Alex or Team Noxy?
Oh, man. Who uses Cormie's Photoshop the most?
Probably me.
Nah, I like everybody, man. I don't discriminate against anybody.
That's fine. You don't have to pick a favorite. I mean, one of us had you on a podcast, so I mean, whatever.
All right, we'll go with just Team playing. Russell. No, I've never met Knox. I've talked to him a few times, but
yeah, he's good. He's a good guy.
Need to send him smoked milk cream pies or something.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how you get. That's how you get on his good side.
But no, it's been an interesting year, man. Last year, I set some, we'll hit on the COVID real quick. You know, I was one of the only shops allowed to stay open in my whole county legally.
Oh wow!
They deemed me as essential when they filed my business license.
Yeah,
they classified me as auto repair and service. Sweet. So luckily I was able to stay open, and I stayed busy, fortunately, throughout the whole thing. There was in the beginning I was like afraid, and the cops came to my work a couple times asking what I was doing open, asked to see my licensing. I showed them. They were like, okay, have a good day.
Wow.
So, even at that time though, I opened my shop to other detailers.
Yeah.
I didn't want anybody going hungry. So,
right.
There, a few of the guys would come and knock out some coatings or knock out jobs without worrying about getting in trouble or fined. Anybody asked, they worked for me.
Yeah. That's cool, man. And thankfully, we live in the great state of Florida and we weren't really shut down that long, which was good. All right. So now we come to the fun part. So if anybody wants to reach out to you, and either get some information about Car Candy or just, reach out and talk with you, where do they go? Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, OnlyFans.
OnlyFans. Instagram. Dude, be quiet, please. Instagram's the_detial_specialist.
Uh-huh.
Facebook's the Detail Specialist LLC. And the TikTok's the_detial_specialist as well.
Right.
You can reach me on my cell phone. That phone number is 740-701-5044. Best ways to text me and I'll get back to you whenever I can. Nice. Or my shop number 727-350-3639. So
awesome, man. Well, listen, Anthony, I appreciate you being on this.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, man.
Kind of watching you grow over the past couple of years, through the Facebook pages and everything. I think what you're doing is really great.
Thank you.
So that's why I wanted to get you on here and chat with you and give everybody a opportunity to learn a little bit more about you.
I appreciate that.
So, keep doing what you're doing, man. I look forward to seeing you grow, in the future. Look forward to seeing the things that you're going to do and the ways that you're going to continue to help people out. I think that's kind of one of the coolest things because not a lot of detailers out there, would do what you did, and open
your doors. There's a strong group of us here in the Tampa area.
Man. Oh,
there's solid detailers around here.
Yeah, there's a
I'm close with, the ones that are real and the ones that want to help others. I'm real close with them. And, as I sell water and all out of my shop also.
Yeah, yeah, no, I've seen that too. That's pretty cool. All right, man. So I'm going to leave it there. I mean, the last thing I'm going to drop is, and I think you do a real good job of this is, more shine and less shade, let's take care of everybody else and not bash them.
Appreciate it, man.
So yeah, you have a great night, man. Go get some rest And have fun on your cruise tomorrow.
All right, brother. See you later, man.
Thanks, man. Have a good night.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye. Bye.